Previously on Dragons Not Included.
It is certainly wonderful to have a moment's respite, finally.
This could have just been a strike force coming here to break the stones that protect the city from the world wound. The actual force could be on its way.
The Yuga Watch would be proud if you could join our efforts and investigate these free houses.
Ah, sure, bro, it's fine.
I think it's best if we rest up, gather some supplies, and try and venture to some of these points that we've seen in the note.
It's a relatively short distance across this part of the gate district to get to Pass Solutions. Mutterings get louder as you approach this building.
Maybe I should handle this part.
As you stabbed this armored man in the side, he just... Ah! The hell was that?
Greetings and welcome to the Dragons Not Included podcast, a tabletop role-playing game podcast where we're playing Pathfinder, Wrath of the Righteous. My name's Stephen, and I'm the game master for our adventure.
My name's Joe, and I'll play Scrutiny for Tiefling Illusionist Rogue.
Hi, my name is David, and I play Elden Aegis, the human paladin of Iomidae.
Hello, my name is Rowan, and I play Istra, the human cavalier.
Hi, my name is Dan, and I play Han, the relic hunter inquisitor of Drang.
You heard the voices of people talking about their various lootings and pillaging and gains they've made. Brutney sat in an ambush outside the front door when he heard someone leaving. He waited for the last moment and attacked, dealing, in all fairness, an insignificant amount of damage.
Didn't have to say it that way.
Ouch. Punch him while he's down, why don't you, Stephen?
I think it was like you were so excited that you rolled three damage.
Oh, I thought it was four.
Give him credit for the extra 1 point.
I'm doing my best!
Are you, though?
Oof.
Ooh.
I suppose my best is 10, but...
And we just rolled for initiative. So let's start again from there. First up is Istra, who is around the corner, and you see Scrutiny stab this guy in the side.
Well, I don't move super fast. So there's that. I think my speed is 20 foot because I am wearing heavy armor. And I'm roughly about 40 foot away. So I'm guessing I'm going to have to use my entire turn to run in and say, "Oh, hey, you want to get stabbed from this side as well?" And that's my turn, I guess.
Okay. Scrutiny, you are now, thanks to Istra, flanking the man that you stabbed earlier.
Well, I think he'll do fine being stabbed from this side, thank you. And I roll 8-8, that's a good number. That is a total of 23.
23, hit.
And, oh, that is... Ah, I did better this time.
Nice.
Oops, 5.
Wow. That's still only 50%.
You just start stabbing low between the gaps in his armor. Coughs up blood. Okay, Elden.
Well, I mean, it's going to be all of my movement to get... Again, I'm slow, just like Istra. I am going to move up next to Istra to support and say... Before I say anything, you said that there was an emblem on their armor.
I did indeed.
Can I scope that and see if it's a familiar symbol?
Blazoned on the breast of his armor, it's of a grey raven perched on a rock. You could make a knowledge local check if you're feeling lucky, or a profession soldier.
Darn, I don't have either. I really need to put. Do any of us have knowledge local?
Yes, but not for this area.
No.
No. Profession soldier I also don't have, so...
Insane. Cease your looting, sir! It is most dishonorable!
As Elden draws radiance in a moment to apprehend the thieving folk.
Hey, Hans, you're up.
Oh, hello. Okay, there's everyone over there now. Well, I could run over there, but everyone seems to be already dealing with that. Are there any windows I could have a look in here?
Yeah, there's a big window at the shop front. But they are partially sort of obscured, like they're kind of smoked glass.
I just want to have a look in and see what the lovely fellows who are, I'm pretty sure, all staring now at the doorway are doing.
Oh, yes, they've all turned to face the door now after...
that makes it.
Your human cavalier ran up to them and they're shouting in combat terms, and then your paladin demanding arrest. They've all turned and they're reaching for their weapons.
In that case, if I could yell through the window, hello, we are tax collectors, and then I'm just going to shoot the crossbow bolt through the hole at the nearest one.
I'm afraid there's glass in the window still.
I'll use the butt of my crossbow to break the glass out and start putting the crossbow through.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to say, I'm not even going to make you roll for hardness or anything, it's glass. Okay. It's these brigands' turn. The first one, who is out by the door with Scrutiny and Istra and Eldon, just clasps his wound, just... Help, you idiots! We're under attack! And he is going to take a full draw action, moving back into the building.
Whip!
I mean, you say that as if you're about to run in after him.
Oh, no, but I know someone who is.
The others either draw their swords or draw bows. One of them will shout out, "All right, you out there! You got one of our guys good. Either we deal with this peacefully, we talk our way out of it, or you come in here and we'll lay you low."
That's a thing that Elden says. How dare they steal an Elden phrase?
I'm pretty certain that other people before you have said that phrase. Now, this is quite groundbreaking. We have come across someone who does not want to die. I suppose that we continue forward with this line of thinking. Are we in agreement? I'm looking to the other party members.
Yes, let's try diplomacy. Diplomacy tends to work out well.
Ah, but do you have a diplomancer in your party?
Yes.
Yeah, I wonder if diplomacy is going to work well on the guys we've started to stab.
Hey, we've shown them that we're a threat. It's the most important part of negotiation.
You forget something, Rowan.
I'd say intimidation, yeah.
Eldon's performed his daily obedience.
Oh, God.
No.
He's got a +4 in diplomacy for the day.
Oof.
What is your daily obedience?
It's a prayer to Iarmidae.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. I didn't know that was a class feature.
It's not a class feature. It's a feat.
Ooh, very nice.
Every morning, he gets on his knees and says, Iarmidae, I love you so much. Please give me strength, Iarmidae, please. I love Iarmidae. 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 And then he gets,
The requirements is you just have to have 3 ranks in knowledge, religion, and worship a deity, and that's it.
Iarmidae, I'm your little pog champ. Please give me abilities.
And it works.
Well, it's the power of self-delusion. So... if you want to lead forward with the negotiations.
Oh yeah, they're still like at weapons drawn, pointing at the door. What are you doing here? Everyone's fled the city.
Well, we're sort of trying to put back the pieces that are remaining.
Not everyone. You're here. We're here.
Can't tell if that was supposed to be a joke.
Yeah, who are you guys?
We're tracking down members of the cult who might have tried to take down the city. You wouldn't happen to be members, would you?
Don't know anything about no cults, but everything here is ours. We're the ones who laid hands on it. Everyone else abandoned it. It's rightfully ours.
Can I do a sense motive on we're not members of the cult?
Of course you can.
Okay, well that's a 19 on the dice, +5. That is a 24.
Oh, he's being very frank with you. He's not part of a cult, but he's very much like a...
So his name's Frank.
Oh, great. Do-gooders.
Oh, great. Do-gooders.
Do-gooders. They're going to stop us from looting.
Now, technically, they're right. They did lay hands on it first.
If you kill them, it's your loot.
I don't think that's how Elden would think about it.
But that's how a player would think.
That is how a player would think.
We are no longer, the law no longer stands as it once did. This is no longer the lands of, I don't remember what kingdom this is. It's not
Kenebres. It's Kenebres.
Kenebres. No, Kenebres is the city. Mendev is the...
Yeah.
Is the, yeah. We are no longer in the lands of Mendev, you must remember. We are in the world wound, and the old laws no longer apply.
While the diplomacy is all going according to plan, the lead talker, can I just start aiming the crossbow at his crotch?
Okay.
I mean, nothing's going to stop. We can't stop you.
None of us are actually looking at Hans right now.
Yeah. I'm just taking actions and waiting.
Shouting through the doorway.
Listen, we care not for your loot. We're just looking for signs of the cult. If you won't get in our way, we won't get in yours.
Could you make a diplomacy check for me, please, Elden?
Doesn't sound a very Elden-like thing to do, Mr. Lawful Good.
He's lawful good, but he also realizes that...
He's lawful good, not lawful stupid.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Well, that's an 18 on the dice, plus 12, that is a 30 on diplomacy.
30?
Jesus.
They were hostile to you, so that meant the DC was... So they had the DC was 24, so you smashed that. All right, you don't hurt another one of us. You let us go and take our gains with us, and you're free to investigate this building. Do I have a word?
I'd say that's a good deal.
Elden looks to the other party members and says, loath as I am to agree, it's the best chance we've got at finding out these cultists are.
I mean, but what if they're stealing something important? Like, we don't know what we're looking for.
We're looking for a safe house, and I suspect it's not going to be on the shop floor.
How about, you keep your looting, keep looting, we'll investigate, and could we perhaps, combine our efforts? We find what we want, and you find what you want, if there's anything particularly fanciful that you wish from our acquisitions, we provide them to you. If there's anything of yours that we could do for our investigation, you see where I'm coming from?
No, what we've taken is ours. You're free to have whatever left you can find. We're taking our stuff and leaving.
Okay, well, if anything starts... bleeding or screaming dark names from beyond the depths of the abyss, give us a shout at least.
Yeah, we'll do that. He sort of just snarkily says.
Yeah.
Scrutiny, do you know thaumaturgy? Can you make one of their bags start screaming?
I'll check my spell. Let's see. I've got.
Do you have ghost sound?
I have ghost sound. I have got ghost sound prepared.
Oh, Jesus.
All right.
Okay.
Very well.
But are we sure? Are we sure about this?
Look, last resort, just in case. Keep on your toes. All right. We're coming in. We shan't befall any harm on you if you befall none on us.
And Elden will take a step towards the door. With a radiant still in hand, but in sort of a reverse grip, so it's more of a, you know, I'm not... holding it to stab, I'm holding it in case you try and shoot me. He pushes the door open slowly.
What are you going to do, like Jedi Knighted?
Oh, well, he can try. It's sword is ready, but sword is not in an offensive position. Just pushes open the door.
Sword's down.
And slowly steps in.
Some of them have swords drawn, but the ones at the back have their bows trained on the door.
May I cast Detect Magic while outside the door?
Yes, you can. What's your friend doing out there? What's he muttering to himself?
Oh, just checking that none of you are cursed. I don't believe you'd like to be cursed.
They all look at each other like they hadn't considered anything being
again,
cursed.
Again, we're here pursuing the dark evil cult.
Yes, so... cult materials and all that, they do tend to be cursed.
No funny business, mage.
If you want to be cursed, go ahead. That'll be a strength drain, constitution drain, all sorts of drain. Generally bad for the health. If you become a vegetable, don't come crying to me.
Anyway, Scrutiny is not capable of being funny, so I don't know why you think his business would be that funny. Right?
I am hurt by your comments.
I mean, she's right.
See? That wasn't funny. Can we go in now?
Elden's already walked in. Take a further step in.
All right.
Just allowing others in.
Down by that back wall there, and let us go past.
Very well.
And he gestures to one of the side walls. You know, it's a bit... plaster is crumbling off of it. There's shelves that were once filled with herbs and poultices that have just littered the floor now.
Scrutiny waltz in and places himself against the wall, using his detect magic and sort of taking his time. Does he notice any auras on these guys?
You notice that there are several auras on them, mainly magic items that they have on their person, and then the sack that they have slumped in one of the opposite corner to you seems to contain a number of magical items as well.
Am I able to identify the school?
It's a mix. Like, a lot of the ones they have on them are conjuration. You'd assume they'd be health potions. And there's all sorts of, like, a mix. There's evocation magic, there's divination magic, there's transmutation magic.
No necromancy, though, which is good. Conjuration could be something troublesome, but...
You also know healing potions also use conjuration.
They're probably going to be stealing stuff to sell, quite honestly.
Okay, well, good news is I can confirm none of you are cursed, at least as far as I can tell.
Good. You've done your checks. Now, there's one of you still out there.
Yeah, Han, stop aiming at their balls. We've kind of told them that
what?
We're giving...
What?
we told them that we're standing down so they can come past. We're not being squares and stopping them stealing.
But why would squares stop them stealing?
It's not square to stop stealing. It's actually very cool. Following the law is very cool.
Following the law is how I live most of my life. That's how away I get with so many gruesome murders.
Elden might not be lawful stupid, but Hans.
It's thanks to the laws that I can kill people, so it's all good. Anyway, have a lovely day, gentlemen.
Alright. Does it sort of give you a sigh that you like? Elden's very charismatic, that's how he managed to pull this off, but the one that got stabbed by Scrutiny is giving you the stink eye.
Please remember to pay your taxes.
He just looking down his nose at you as they
remember to pay your taxes on these stolen goods.
Elden is memorizing their faces as they leave.
Yeah, also you know what their patch is, so
yeah,
that's a good way of notifying them.
It's not stolen goods, it's a salvage.
Wait, you're a patch gang.
Yeah.
Well, it's more like an emblem of like a mercenary unit.
Patch gang. We should get a patch. We'll be a patch gang then.
You want to go to our merch store? No.
Our merch store at Not
Existent. One day I'll say that and it won't be a joke.
Yeah.
Elden suggests the holy symbol of Ireland.
Hey.
Joy of joys.
Yes. Let's do the holy symbol of Ireland and get sued.
It's been a while. It hasn't been since you've been underground. You managed to talk your way out of a fight. Well done, guys. Persistence and diplomacy.
Hell yeah.
However, they did get away with some really valuable stuff.
Oh, there's some nice little bits of loot there, you know. But you'll never know.
So they took the sack in the end, didn't they?
Yes.
Yeah,
they've taken everything that's worth anything in here.
Well, I imagine it was quite a struggle because they were looking for a cart.
Yes. What continuity error?
They're like, so heavy.
They didn't find a cart.
Oh,
they
no,
just
it's
made
not
one.
A continuity area. They didn't have a cart. They were looking for one.
Exactly. And they couldn't find one at the end.
Nailed it.
Right. Right, well, now that the gang is clear, split up gang and search for clues.
Oh my god, has Eldon got an ascot?
I mean, he's wearing a tabard, which is basically the fantasy equivalent.
I guess we split up and search for clues. I don't know what we're searching for. Any idea what we're actually looking for? Because I have no clue.
Anything that would mark this place as a safe house. Perhaps a ledger of guests or something.
Everyone make a perception check for me, please.
Okay, perception.
Magic, because magic.
Oh, that's not very good.
That's also not good.
I got a 9 on the dice, plus 2 for 11.
I got a 9 total.
Perception. 7 plus 6, that is not good. That
13.
Is 13.
Well, Hans did a lot better because he's got plus 9 and rolled a 16, so 25.
They're all looking around, they're just going over crumpled bits of herbs and pulses.
Istra is just holding up herbs and going, is this it?
Jars of various foul-smelling alchemical fluids. And you're going around looking at the boards, you know, like you were doing in Lan's house all those sessions ago. And then there's one outcropping that looks sort of suspicious to you in the house. And you just press around and you find a secret door.
A secret door?
It melds in with the panelling at the back of the shop. And as you push it ajar, you can see it leads down into a basement level.
Ah. Look. Everyone, I found a secret door into a basement.
Great work, Hans!
I also found their account ledgers. They're embezzling.
Have a handsy snack.
Oh, yeah. They've been embezzling. Yeah, as Hans just, like, picks up their ledgers and starts reading through them.
Ah, embezzlement. The exact crime I would expect of a cult.
What's embezzling?
I don't know, but it sounds like the kind of thing a cult would do.
Right. Okay, I'm going down the hall.
The effort to explain it is
hole.
Let's be careful. And
what do you mean? As she hits her head on the door.
It's just one of those beams that says "Mind your head" at the top,
with bright yellow and black striping.
Exactly. There's safety tape on all the steps going down.
There's a hollow bonk, and you're not sure if it's the beam or Istra's head.
Wow!
Right, everyone, be careful. And I guess we're joining the conga line. Let's go.
You set down this rickety. You get the occasional creaky step. You're like, damn it. Trying to be stealthy.
Istra's not trying to be stealthy, I'll be real. She assumes everyone's gone, and she's not going to think twice about that, because that would involve thinking once.
The air in this basement is damp and musty smelling. The walls and floor are packed earth, while dozens of gourds hang from the ceiling beams. A sludge of rotting plant matter covers the floor. Against one wall, a wooden table holds a strange apparatus that looks like a clockwork toy of a snake-bodied, six-armed woman holding a sword in each hand. A tightly corked bottle filled with what looks like water sits before the statue. A wooden chest covered with engraved runes stands under the table, and a sinister image of a star surrounding a goat's face is painted on the wall above the table.
Guys, there's some weird stuff down here. And there's a lot of hanging gourds. Can I just...
Don't touch the gourds.
Don't touch anything.
Istra is looking at the hanging gourds and thinking about the fact she hasn't eaten yet this morning.
I'm sure you had
There was breakfast. Did you not? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, but like second breakfast.
There was a buffet. There was a buffet.
I thought she was a definite human, not a definite halfling.
She's a definite big girl.
So Scrutiny just sort of, given that we're all on the staircase, just sort of puts his hands on his shoulders and leans over to have a look into the room.
I mean, if you want to go first, go for it.
Does he see anything using his detect magic?
Yes, he has a 60-foot cone of detect magic. You can detect... There is a magic... Okay, you detect an aura coming from the symbol on the back wall, as well as an aura coming from the bottle and the small clockwork statue next to it.
You've got three auras. Fun. Okay. So, we have something on the symbol, the bottle, and the little figure. Can I, using my spellcraft, identify the symbols, magic?
The symbols, make a spellcraft check for me, please.
Aha! Rolled a 17, got plus 10, 27!
Explosive runes. You've read them and it explodes.
Okay, it seems to be an illusion magic. You notice that it's a spell known as Magic Mouth that, under certain conditions, a voice will trigger.
Okay. That goat will talk to us at some point, I believe.
Okay, neat.
Moving over to the figurine. Should I make another check?
This one's going to be a bit harder because you're trying to identify an item from really far away.
Fair.
So you can identify the fact that it's a transmutation magic, but that's all you're really going to get from this far away.
Transmutation.
There's a bottle as well, wasn't it?
Yeah. But you're going to have the same problem of you're looking at something from a distance. Like, you can detect that it has a conjuration aura, but it's kind of hard to identify without getting a closer look.
Scrutiny, can you just verify that the room is safe?
No.
The room itself.
But the room itself is fine. The gourds don't seem to be enchanted in any way, so eat away.
Oh, awesome, as Istra steps into the room.
Yeah, you step onto this, like, hard-packed earth, and it's a little soggy into your step. There seems to be, like, a slurry of decaying plant matter across the floor.
Nice. Is it coming from the gourds?
No. It just seems awesome. To be, like, leftover and compost.
Yeah, they kind of need to clean up down here as Istra starts grabbing a couple of gourds. He's going to throw one at the wall just to check how good they are.
As you sort of step forward a bit and start grabbing gourds, a booming voice is heard throughout the room as you trigger the magic mouth.
Oh, damn it.
Hey, I'm happy with it.
I hope to think that you're among Iomade's slaves. I would hate to think of mere peasants wasting such a personal greeting from Lord Baphomet. And as the voice finishes the sentence, the toy of the six-armed snake-bodied woman swings a sword down, smashing the bottle in front of it.
Oh dear.
Oh, it's an evil goat.
And the room starts filling with a foul vapour emanating from the smash bottle.
Move, move, move!
And by not so far away from your feet, Istra, the ground starts rumbling as something's moving underneath it. I'd like everyone to roll initiative for me, please.
Uh-oh. Okay! Uh-oh. Oopsie-doopsie.
Istra hears that the gourds specifically aren't dangerous and goes, okay, well, I guess the room is fine then.
Well, I guess I'm gonna start smashing.
I'm just gonna start breaking shit.
God damn. Hang on, let me try this dice again. Okay, it's not cursed.
That's always a plus.
Anyway, I rolled another 6.
I rolled 13. Lucky for some.
I rolled 7.
So that's an 8 total, sorry.
As the ground before you, Istra, starts rumbling as something pushes its way out of the earth.
Oh.
Ooh.
A creature.
Yes, this strange, filthy creature, and as a small, wide-mouthed, fat child made from leaves, vines, tree bark, dirt, and pallid tubers, and sort of twisted mockery of humanoid features. It's just... as it rises its way, crawling out of the earth.
Oh no.
Oh cool, a boy!
Oh no, that's been on fire.
I've always wanted my very own boy!
I think I might know what this is, and not from Pathland.
As it lets out a horrific shriek, I need everybody to make a will saving throw, please.
Oh, I'm okay at this one.
That's good. You might be the only one.
Wizard, the one save you're good at.
Oh no.
15.
15, okay.
24.
Paladin.
You were saying?
That's an 11.
I mean, I rolled an 18.
I got a 23.
A 23, okay then. Everyone but Istra is fine with this. But I'm assuming as it's your proximity, as you're standing right next to the thing, it's piercing your ears, this horrific shriek, and you feel just so sick from this. You are now nauseated for 2 rounds
as you can do nothing but take a move action as you feel so sick. You haven't had a feeling like this since the stinking cloud in the labyrinth.
Oh, my boy, you smell so bad.
And that's the creature's turn. Hans, you're up.
Very well. In that case, I'm going to scoot past some people. Excuse me.
As you make your way down the stairs. This cloud of noxious vapors, they seem to, like, changing to various different coloured, sickening hues. And as you take a large lungful, Hans, I need you to make a fortitude saving throw, please.
Oh, crap. I'm just checking my abilities and stuff because I keep forgetting to do that if I have anything that helps here.
You have a wand of spiritual weapon.
Yeah. I keep forgetting I have a racial bonus to stealth and survival. Okay. I need to read this more often. Anyway, so fortitude save.
Yes.
16?
It's fine. You managed to just, you know, you're further away from the cloud's emanation. You can sort of cover your mouth and prepare yourself for it.
Oh, okay. Can I roll some sort of knowledge or creature thing to try?
Yes, you can. That would be a knowledge nature check.
Knowledge nature. Okay, I'm not terrible at this.
Do you have ranks in it?
Yes, I do. So that's a 19.
A 19 is exactly what you needed.
Woohoo. Oh, sorry, that's not a 19, that's a 21. I forgot my monster lore ability.
It's a mandragora.
Yeah.
A horrific plant creature that grows from the blood or the ichor of demon corpses.
Right.
They have an ability that you have noticed that can sicken people that listen, that hear it. They have resistance to cold, acid, and electricity, but you do know they are weak in darkness. Supernatural darkness causes them,
oh boy,
to be affected adversely, as they are plant creatures.
Okay, so this is a mandragora. Hans says, as if he's like doing a lecture, these things are commonly found in swamps, places of demon infection. They survive off the blood of demons. They are normally warped natural creatures. They find resistance to most elements, but they are naturally damaged by supernatural darknesses or just plain Peter punching them. So Istra is going to be fine here. Everyone else, please make notes. I will type these up later and hand them out. There will be a test at the end of the month.
You say that as Istra sort of doubled over, trying not to retch. is there anything else you'd like to do with your turn?
I'm assuming identifying...
It's a free action.
Oh, is that
a free action? Yeah.
Oh.
This isn't second edition yet.
Oh, my apologies.
So you can draw a weapon as you move as well, if you want.
Yeah, you say, as if we'll be changing to second edition halfway through.
Oh yeah, I haven't sprung it on you guys yet, no.
Oh my god.
Hey, to be fair, I know second edition more. Like, more. Jeez, I know I'm better with second edition because I've been reading it a lot more recently. Yeah, I'm going to pull out my light new mastercrafted cold iron pick and my shield.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Actually, if I'm doing that, can I change my movement to be here instead?
Of course. I mean, no one can see what you're doing.
In that case, for the listeners at home, I took one step closer to the monster rather than being behind Istra.
Okay, Eldon.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off.
Our lovely paladin boy, as this strange, ever-changing coloured cloud reaches you, I need you to make a fortitude saving throw, please. Sir.
Oh no, a fortitude save. I'm bad at those. I say, getting an 18 on the dice for a 27.
27, you're fine. You just... Iomade protects you from all manners of poisons.
Iomade protects!
As I... Ooh... Okay, with a single movement, I can get behind Istra. Do I want to attack? Yeah, I want to fight in melee. I'll draw Radiance and my shield and form up behind Istra.
Are you all right, Istra? Feel free to withdraw a little if you're feeling unwell.
I got this.
Istra says, retching.
Oh, speaking of Istra, you're up. Please, should you make a fortitude saving throw against this strange, magical vapor that's reaching its way across the room.
Come on, this is my good one. Oh, thank God. A 21.
21, you're also fine.
Okay, so with nauseated, it was I could either move, or was
no,
it only
No, you could
move?
Only take a move action.
Aw, I wanted to try and grapple my boy. Hug the baby. Well, I guess I'm going to...
You got two rounds where you can only move.
Yeah, I guess I'm going to have to back up the top, kind of slumping my way, trying to get up to the top floor to get some actual fresh air.
That will provoke.
Oh, you're right.
Moving full speed. So you don't
it will get. You can either make a 5 foot step or move and risk provoking.
Oh, I'll take a 5 foot step for now. Just move out the way. Let people who could actually do it as I'm still retching.
As you do.
Next up is Bramley Apple Crumble.
Hey.
Scrutiny. Let's start things off with, you're a wizard and a rogue, so you're terrible at these. Could you make a fortitude saving throw, please?
Wow.
Please, man.
As I say, I love how they were like, oh, this is a personal greeting for any faithful of Iomide, and it's like, you made me make a fort save, the one thing that all faithful of Iomide are really good at.
I rolled an 18, which is nice.
As you also managed to see this cloud coming and cover your mouth in time.
Oh, wonderful. Now, just something to note, we could all go upstairs, either wait for this thing to come up with us, or wait for the cloud to dissipate.
Why do you say that now?
We've all already committed to going into the room.
I thought it was worth mentioning.
I'd like to point this out, actually, before you do anything, Scrutiny, that you got high enough, Hans, that you know this creature would be affected by spells such as deeper darkness, but not regular darkness.
So yeah, we do need actual, magical darkness, or would the environment of, the deeps,
It's magical darkness, but, it's not the regular spell darkness, as I thought that's what Joe might be doing, so I thought I'd,
I came so close!
Yeah.
That one spell that I have intrinsically.
It's okay. Mm.
It's okay. We'll find use for it. It's okay.
Yeah, we'll work it out.
It's okay with,
I wonder what would a rogue if an eve of darkness?
This could have been cool.
It could have been cool, but I thought it would be fair to tell you before you took your action.
Yeah.
Hans is actually one thing.
Revision on notes given.
Right, okay. So I can cast darkness, but not dark enough darkness. I need to get darker.
Even more darkness.
You need to get edgier.
I need eyeliner. Give me eyeliner.
it's fine. Once we find the state that your parents are in, I'm sure you'll be edgy enough.
Jesus.
Okay, Eldon's turned into Hans today.
It's not Eldon, so it's me.
Wait, does that mean I'm the good guy? Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
By default.
No. The best way to be the good guy.
None of my spells are going to be too helpful at the moment. Save Grease for when we've got a bunch of people.
Well, I mean, very soon I'll be casting Bladed Edge directly on the Mandragora.
That'll probably be good. I think I am going to skirt around just to provide a different angle of attack.
I'm very much concerned that not one of us tried the password we know.
We have a password?
It's on the note. It's like the password is I have new notes for materials for the archive. Literally, we made a point of telling everyone the password before we came in the safe house.
How dare you? Dare you? You assume we pay attention?
Okay.
I've got a action left, so I'll say I've got new materials for the archives. Okay. It was worth a go.
I think it's a bit late for that. Usually, it's before trap is triggered.
Back to the top of the round. It is the Mandragora's turn. Finishes its ear-piercing shriek and notices the holy symbols of Iomide adorned across Eldon, and will take a 5 foot step closer to you and then make a full round of attacks. First up is the bite.
Oh, here we go.
Natural 20.
Oh, dear. Flip.
It's nice knowing you.
For that, roll a confirmation roll, shall we? That's only a 12 to confirm.
Yeah, no, that's no dice on that.
That is a hit.
Just a hit, yes.
That will be 6 points of damage as it manages to bite through a weak part of your armor, its weird planty teeth sinking into you. And with this, it has the grab ability, so it gets to try and grapple you. Usually, creatures are smaller than you can't grapple you, unless they have the grab special ability.
But
I rolled terribly. That's an 11 against your CMD.
Yeah, that's a no.
at it, fails at grappling you, as it's biting onto you. You're like, get it off!
Get off!
And then it will make two slam attacks against you.
Get this little plant toddler away from me!
First up,
my son is being naughty!
A 20 to hit you.
Yeah, 20 will hurt. Mm.
That is 6 points of bludgeoning damage. Its size belies its strength as it just slams into you. And I need you to make a fortitude saving throw, please.
Oh, great. Well, that's a 19 on the fort save, plus 9 for a 28.
Okay. You're fine. And then its second slam into you.
Oh.
That's a 23 to hit.
Yeah, that'll hit.
That is another 4 points of damage and another fortitude saving throw from you, please.
Oh, this is just grand. I am below half health now. Let's go with the kill it quickly. That's only a 15 on the dice. For a 24.
You're also finding the poison this time.
Our usual strat of DPS until everything drops.
It is the best strategy. Okay.
It works.
Hans, at the start of your turn, as this cloud once again changes hue, I need you to make a fortitude saving throw, please.
Oh, blimey. 15?
A 15 is a success.
Yeah,
You're fine from this noxious vapours.
Okay. Right, very well. So Hans is going to take a 5-step closer here. He's going to use an ability that he has, because I keep forgetting he has it, which is teamworking feat and solo tactics. The teamworking feat he has, if I can find it.
Shield wall, I believe it was.
Yes, is shield wall. I have plus 2 AC when standing next to someone with a shield when I have a shield.
Yeah.
And Elden has his shield out.
Yes.
He does indeed.
Very nice.
That doesn't need an action, apparently. Woohoo!
No, it doesn't. It just automatically applies.
So, what I'm going to do now is a dirty trick. And basically, I've got the pick out, and I'm going to gently just swing it. As the crying baby thing is screaming, I'm just going to, swing it, not hard enough to, pierce the flesh, but just swing it so the tip of the pick connects with its lips. See if I can mute it somehow.
Okay, make a combat maneuver check, please.
Okay.
You don't have improved dirty trick yet, do you?
No, so it's got an attack opportunity
yeah. on you. So it will make a bite attack against you, Hans.
That's fair.
Natural 1.
Ooh.
So let's confirm. That's a 22. Would that hit you?
22?
Yeah.
Yes, that would definitely hit me.
Okay, so it's just a miss. It's not a critical fumble. You're fine. Okay. You still haven't got hit.
I rolled a total of a 18 to hit it with the CMD.
An 18
with the dirty trick
is its CMD.
Yeah.
So you managed to hit it, and you're going to tell us. I'm going to say, you know, as it's GM's discretion, I'm just going to say it can't use its shrieking ability for the 1d4. Was it 1d4 plus one rounds?
Yes. I'm just going to roll the d4 now. That would be 1d4 plus, so 3 rounds, it can't be.
Well, it's quite a powerful ability, so that's a good way of stopping it.
Aha! Hans, proving he's tangentially useful.
Okay, Elden, we begin once again with this strange cloud of vapours, I need you to make a fortitude saving throw, please.
Fantastic. Fort save it is. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Okay, well, that's a 7 on the dice, plus 9 for 16.
That's a pass.
Nice! The very first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to use a swift action to plant a hand on myself and try and recover some of the damage that it did last round. Oh boy!
It's like a good plan.
Yeah. For 5 points of healing damage. So, hey, I'm back above half. Just. I'm a little bit of a bind here, so I think I'm just going to try and slap it with Radiance for the maximum amount of damage I possibly can do. That's a 15 on the dice, plus 7 for a 22 to hit.
A 22 will hit.
Ba-ba-ba. Then we do our d8 plus 3. What?
as you bring your glowing sword down on this strange, tubery, horrific child monster.
Max damage for 11 points.
11 points as you just slash radiant ether, singe through its demonically enhanced tubery flesh.
Get back, demon baby!
It hisses in pain at you, or it would if its mouth wasn't sealed shut. Okay, Istra, you're up as you're coughing and backing away. I'm going to need you to make another fortitude saving throw, please.
Haha, come on, good. That is... another 21.
21, you're fine.
Istra getting that double dose of poisons.
Drawing a weapon's a move action, right?
Indeed it is.
Awesome, she's going to draw the hammer while saying...
The mace?
No. The Warhammer, okay. Saying, "It's okay, I've got the hammer. I can fix the baby. I will fix the baby back to normal."
Very confused. What's happening? Why is there a child?
He's talking about the Mandragora.
Scrutiny, let's start your round with your favourite thing in the whole wide world. A fortitude chamber, pro, please. A fortitude Fortitude saving throw.
Steven, if you keep making me do these, I'm going to come round to your house and give you a fortitude save.
Oh my.
Weirdly ominous.
I rolled a pie.
As you finally succumb and inhale a large breath of this trippy vapor, I'm going to have to roll a d8.
Oh.
I guess let's find out next time.
Oh no!
Don't you do this to me!
Suffer. Whoa, this place is weird. How did I get here? What? Okay. I'm being told to say thank you for listening to the Dragons Not Included podcast. We really appreciate it. I want to thank Social Introvert on SoundCloud for our theme song? That sounds really cool. I need to check it out. We would also like to thank Sirenscape for their awesome music and sound effects. They really help bring our podcast to life. Follow us on our social medias in the description below. And if you enjoyed, leave a like. We hope to see you again next time. Now, what's a podcast?